Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Muthoot Capital Services Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shweta Daptardar from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all to Q4 FY24 and FY24 earnings conference call of Muthoot Capital Services. From the esteemed management, we have with us today Mr. Matthew Smarcos, CEO, and Mr. Ramandeep Gill, CFO. Without further ado, I hand over the call to Mr. Ramandeep Gill for opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Shweta. A very good morning to all of you, and thank you so much for being on the call. So I'll start this call. Basically, the idea is to provide you the Q4 earnings and as well as what happened exactly within the last financial year. So last financial year, when we had started, we broadly had four areas to cover. First one was the GNPA, wherein we started last financial year with a huge GNPA numbers. Then team in place. Then obviously, we wanted to increase our AUM as well. And fourth most important thing was the tech. The objective was to reach to a stage wherein the journey has to be upward from there. So we found very different ways to increase the sales, to bring down the NPA, so as to keep ourselves alive and stable in the market. And I personally feel we did a really reasonable job so as to reach our goals. Now, I'll take you to the broad numbers and the way forward for MCSL. In last financial year, we acquired 174,178 new customers, which marks 11% growth year-on-year, whereas the total sourcing has been increased by 9%, wherein we did 1,438 crore of fresh sourcing during the last financial year. There are two more important factors into that which will come into play. Basically, first one is the GNPA. We have been able to reduce our GNPA by 54%, which is basically a combination of two things. One, yes, we did our ARC sale of 235 crore in Q2. Second is basically the hardcore recovery of 70 crore, which we have done in the last financial year. The third thing is we, as a company, and that we have seen in the last financial year as well, the company has a good practice of keeping a high PCR. So we have closed the last financial year as well by keeping a PCR of 75%, therefore closing our NNPA at 3.40%. The best thing which happened to us since the first focus was the GNPA, we tried to analyze that when our case is becoming GNPA for the very first time, that is where the entire control has been established, and we have been able to see very good results into that. We have been able to bring down that early stage NPA by 68%. And as we speak, we are having a GNPA on that early stage is only 0.49%. The company has recorded a profit after tax of 122 crore, marking a growth of 57% year-on-year. This also includes the exceptional item of provision reversal, which we have made 2 years back, but recording a jump of 57% year-on-year, whereas our return on assets has recorded a jump by 71%. Therefore, we reported ROA at 6.35%. The company is operating at a very healthy CRAR of 31.24% as of 31st of March 2024, whereas return on equity stood at 22.25%, and we have been able to deliver an EPS of rupees 74.58. The total balance sheet size of the company stood at 2,314 crore, whereas the shareholder funds stood at 612 crore, and the total borrowings of the company stood at 1,661 crore, taking the total AUM to 2,018 crore. Talking about the particular quarter on quarter, we did a number of 430 CR in the last quarter itself. On that number, we have been able to acquire 45,667 new customers during the Q4. And then our profitability stood at 11.06 CR for Q4. Our rating agencies have kept our rating at A+ itself. Now the further evaluation will be done post the results will be out. As we said, you know, the start of the financial year, we were having a GNPA including the interest was 22.09%, which has been brought down to 10.17%. You know, as we close the financial year, whereas NNPA was 4.46%, which has been brought down to 3.40%. Despite you know, we at the start of the financial year, we did have a PCR of 88%, which has been dropped down to 75%. Because, you know, since we reduce our PCR, therefore, you know, there is no impact that, you know, that we have increased the PCR. That is the reason our NNPA has gone down. A proper hard cash recovery has been done. Therefore, our NNPA, we are reporting at 3.40%. Talking about the year-on-year, we can see that last financial year, we did 1,318 CR of fresh sourcing. We marked a growth of 9% in the in last financial year, wherein we did 1,438 CR. We also tried, you know, we also framed one more thing for the investors that since we did ARC of 235 CR, therefore we can see that there is a slight dip in the AUM by 4%. If we would not have done that, you know, there would obviously be in the growth because our numbers have been higher as compared to the last financial year. We can see that there is a jump on every aspect. Profitability, PAT, and you know EPS of the company, and also we provided the comparison so that you know we can share this to the shareholders and to the investors that what we did in the Q3 of last financial year vis-a-vis where are the numbers as of the Q4. Q3, since it was a seasonal time, we did a number of 478.89 CR. Q3 we did Q4 we did 430 CR. Yes, we can see that, you know, there is some sort of dip. You know, we said that we'll be doing some 500, 550, 600 odd CR. But the only thing, you know, which hold us there is that we need to have, you know, settled team. And because of that, see, there are two parts to it. We can see that there was a dip in revenue because our co-lending share was high and our NCSL share was down. But that has been turned around over a period of time in Q3 and Q4 as well. And that too we are doing as of now. So that our total yield can be increased over a period of time, and that we have seen in Q4 as well, and in Q1 as of now as well. We can also see that the own funds of the company at the start of the financial year, it was 489 CR, which has been increased to 612 CR approximately as we close our last financial year. The company has a debt to equity of 4x at the start of the financial year, and without increasing the further funds, we know that, you know, we have been able to claw back the reserves and all. Therefore, our debt to equity stood at 2.7x, which is extremely healthy as we speak. The EPS has also grown from 47.8 rupees to 74.6 rupees. Yes, we can say that there is one off charge, you know, which we have taken it back in the Q2 itself. One more slide which I have shown this to the investors as well, that we have tried to show to the investors that about the NCSL yield. We started this this year with a yield on the NCSL loan at 21.47%. That has gone down to 20.11% depending upon, you know, market and the sourcing which we are doing. You know, what sort of customer base we wanted to take, that helped us. Then we also provided, you know, yield on the corporate loan. Though the book size remained more or less the same, there we can also see that there is only 8-9% of growth in that book. But yes, the yield has gone up there also. So as, you know, borrowing cost, we can say that, you know, the average MCLR has been increased by 0.12%, whereas, you know, it has only impacted us 0.08% as we speak. The recoveries have been the strength of the company throughout the last financial year. Because we know that if denominator is not getting increased, you know, through sales and all, we don't want it to have any impact on the new NPA, on the fresh flows and roll forward of the company. The companies have been able to, you know, take fundings or take NACH recoveries from 48% from the start of the financial year to 56% at the end of the financial year, which also helps us in saving, you know, more of cost towards recovery. And remaining recoveries comes from cash, which is approximately 44%. So the cost of recoveries, which was 5% at the start of financial year, that we have been able to bring it down to approximately 4% at the close of the financial year. Our perfect loan book stood at 181.64 crore, wherein we can see that there is only a marginal growth in that too, you know, in order to support our co-lenders or any other parties, wherein we really feel that, you know, because we really don't want to take chance into that. But because since we have our main focus still be two wheelers, used car and used LCV. The NNPA trend, we must have seen that, you know, in Q2 as well, we closed NNPA at 194.44 crore. Whereas we can see that, you know, even if the denominator is not getting increased, we need to focus on, you know, NNPA so that fresh flow of roll forward can be, you know, can be brought back. We closed our NNPA at precisely at 191.49 crore, and out of that, 143 crore pertains to my pre-COVID era, on which the company will be taking a call. When we say that, you know, when we talk about the portfolio analysis of the company, last financial year, financial 23, we were at 58% in South. But now since we, in last financial year, we decided to, you know, to go pan-India, that 58% has become 44% in South. And if we talk about the co-lending business was 22% in Q3 of last financial year. That has gone up to 32% in Q4. Whereas as far as the concentration in East, Northwest, it remains more or less the same for the company. Talking about the standard portfolio of the company, 89.35% remains standard and remaining 10.65% remains NPA for the company. In terms of the segment-wise, yes, 11.24% of the NPA comes from the two-wheeler segment and 5.46% comes from the used car as NPA. Talking about the co-lending, we last financial year, we had five partners for co-lending and one partner we added for BC, wherein if we talk about co-lending, we had five partners which has a total share of 600 crore. Lastly, you know, in last 2 months of the financial year, we also entered into the EV space for the impact funding. And therefore, you know, we have tied a co-lending partnership with EV.fin so as to enter into the EV space as well and to understand as well that even if MCSL wants to go full flow, that what needs to be done. It has given us a great results as of now, and from April onwards, we started our own EV funding as well. So total co-lending partnerships and BC partnerships, it stood at 600 crores with zero NPA as we speak. I have also said at the start of the call, the company has the policy of the company in terms of NPA, it remains that minimum PCR of 75% has to be provided, making sure that NNPA of the company should be under the PCA norms as prescribed by the RBI. Talking about one more update for the company, wherein company did one ARC sale following security receipt, the method wherein, you know, at Q2 end, we had a security receipt of 102.22 crore. Those security receipt now standing at a balance of only 63 crore, which provides that, you know, that yes, even if the case have been sold through NPAs and all, but yes, the organization is equally focused that yes, the security receipt balance has to go down. And it's going down extremely well, and there is no impairment has been provided in the books as per the rating agencies are concerned as of 31st of March. Talking about the funding of the company, first we'll talk about, you know, shareholding pattern. Promoters and promoter group still holding 62.62% in the company, whereas retail is holding 28.14%. The remaining has been, you know, segregated between FIs, NRIs, other corporate bodies. We, in last financial year, Though our borrowing cost, we can say that it's 9.80% as an average cost of funding. But in last financial year, we raised 754.49 crore, which is a combination of NCD of 200 crore, fresh working capital demand of 170 crore, CP of 241 crore, and a small chunk of PTC of 144 crore at a borrowing cost of 9.67% itself. Also, talking about the update on the fixed deposit, which I gave a glimpse in Q3 as well, that yes, we have increased the rate so as to remain competitive in the market. In Q4, we have seen the results as well. Our deposit book has started getting growing now. We have been able to raise 6 crore as an additional funding, and we have been able to renew 7 crore of fixed deposit during the last quarter itself. So now we have seen that deposit book. We have also hired a fresh team for fixed deposit in the Q4 itself, wherein we wanted to see a result in this financial year and the quarters to come. Talking about the funding concentration of the company now, the working capital demand loan provides us 52% of the funding, whereas 25% comes from NCD and MLD of the company. The securitization has been dropped down to 20% as of now, and the remaining concentration is of 2%, which comes from my fixed deposits and other things. So that's what. And third thing, which I really wanted to update, is as far as the provisioning is concerned, the company is still carrying, an overlay of 61 CR, which we know that there is a pre-COVID portfolio too, for which we need to take a call. As far as ECL to IRAC is concerned, the company is carrying 21 CR as an additional provision combining the stage 1, 2, and 3 of the company. This excludes the management overlay which the company is having, on which we will take the call as and when the company will be taking a call on the previous portfolio. So those are the broad numbers from my side. Now I'll just hand over the call to the CEO of the company, so that he can take you through the business and the way forward. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ramandeep. Good morning, all. Thank you so much for joining the call. Once again, it's a pleasure connecting with you. So I think Raman has already briefed you on the numbers. I'll just take you through the journey a bit. So first quarter of last year, when I had taken over and the new management had come, we had several challenges, which was, one, the team was not there, the NPA was high, collection team was just getting set. So, in fact, so over the course of the year, in all the calls, we've been updating you the progress that we made. Today, we are very proud to say that the entire team is in place. We managed to tick all the right boxes in terms of getting all good people from the market, changing our new LOS, to be competitive today. We are able to give approvals like the similar to the best in the industry, 5-minute approvals, half an hour to 45 minutes disbursement. So all those problems are behind us now, and we have started seeing results of that. So in fact, if you look at the overall disbursement of 1,437 crores of last year, the first quarter was only 200 crores. And second quarter was also slow at about 360 crores. 64% of the total disbursement happened in the second half of the year. Of course, Q3 is generally a good time for the industry because of the festive season in North and West. So we also gained on that. Q4 is the time when we implemented our new LOS, and therefore December and January, we took a slight hit, but then we started recovering. Today, we are, as we speak, we are already at 25% of what we did in the whole of last year. So, the plan for this year or first half of the year is to cover up whatever we have done in the whole of last year to cover up in by September. That is on the business done by MCSL alone. Co-lending, of course, moves at their own pace. So, as of now, co-lending I'm not talking about. I'm talking about whatever MCSL team did on its own. For the whole year, we will cover up by September. That's the plan, and that's how we are poised. And the start has been extremely good for us in April and half of May. All other, we've invested in a lot in technology, in data analytics. So today we have a business intelligence and strategy team. We have our scorecards for collection where we predict the probability of bounce, the pre-delinquency scorecard. There are, you know, post-delinquency scorecards of which are the customers who have the probability of rollback and who are the probable roll forward. So collection strategy team put in place, and the entire collection allocation happens based on the outcome of the scorecard. Again, we have brought in data science into our origination as well. So we have we have now a scorecard to decide the approval rate also. During the course of the year, we also want to move into a risk-based pricing based on the scorecard that we have not implemented yet, but we sometime during the year, we will also go into a risk-based pricing where we will be able to price the better profile customers at, say, a lower price and or give benefit of the price to the better quality customer and, of course, charge higher from the highest customer. So that is the direction which we will get into. A very comforting factor on our portfolio distribution is that 98% of the portfolio that we built last year are customers who have their own house. So that's a huge comfort in the two-wheeler segment. I think that would be compared to the best in the industry, or maybe the best also, because that high level of own house proof means that our collection efforts and everything will be much more easier, and the you know, the customers would be traceable. Another factor is that the vehicle models which have a very high resale value, or relatively very high resale value, which is Hero and Honda, these two OEMs contribute to 70% of our portfolio. And the next, so these two are the OEMs who have a good, whose products have a good resale value. And the next one is TVS, and that has about 14% share. So between these three OEMs, we are about 85% of our entire portfolio is covered. Also, on the distribution in terms of credit bureau scores, what we call as near prime or slightly below prime portfolio contributes to only about 11% of the overall portfolio, and everything else is on the prime or super prime category. So overall, the portfolio has stood up very well. The quality is that we are incrementally acquiring is very good, and the momentum has picked up. So we are extremely bullish on the current year. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shivam Agarwal from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Is I'm really audible?
Yes, Shivam. Very well.
So actually, I have a couple of questions. First, I missed out on the dealership side. Like, the 70% dealership comprised of Honda and second company with me?
Hero and Honda.
But sir, like Hero, the major financing comes from Hero FinCorp, and it also they have contact with Ujjivan Small Finance Bank. So, like the major source of financing for Hero was then what I say, what I heard or what I read about. So, what do your take on this?
I didn't understand the question. I'm saying that of the 1.74 lakh customers that we acquired last year,
okay,
the 43% of that is constituted by models of Hero.
Okay. And sir, what is the update on the SBU side? Like, they are doing the SBUs of our products now, two-wheelers and used vehicles. What are the updates on that?
I didn't understand the question.
SBUs of our products, like two-wheeler different SBU, different
SBU, yeah. So two-wheeler continues to be our bigger SBU. So last year, bulk of the business came in two-wheeler, but we started the used car business last year. We did about 25-30 crores of disbursement in used car. And CV, we started this month. So CV, we disbursed our first loan this month. So today, we have six products. The two-wheeler, of course, is the biggest chunk. But this year, towards the end of the year, we will have a good size, a good part of the business coming from used car and CV also. Apart from that, we have a product called loyalty loan, which is a personal loan.
आपण ज्या व्यक्तीसोबत बोलत आहात त्या व्यक्तीने आपला कॉल होल्डवर ठेवला आहे. कृपया लाईनवर रहा. The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. आप जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं उसने आपकी कॉल को होल्ड पे रखा है. कृपया लाइन पर बने रहें.
हेलो सर.
या सर. या सो यूज्ड कार एंड सो यू हैव यूज्ड कार यू हैव सीवी व्हिच वी ऑलरेडी स्टार्टेड व्हिच आई टोल्ड यू. टू व्हीलर ऑफ कोर्स कंटिन्यूज टू बी द वॉर हॉर्स. वी हैव अ प्रोडक्ट कॉल्ड लॉयल्टी लोन व्हिच इज अ personal loan given to the customers who have satisfactorily paid off at least 12 months of two-wheeler or any other product. And that is not actually a personal loan. It's deemed as a personal loan, but the asset continues to be the security because NOC is not issued to those customers. And we have our retail liability also. So we have these six products that we will have from this year.
And sir, earlier in Concord, we have guided for 10,000 AUM within 3 to 4 years. So what is the breakup for that?
So this year, we are targeting an AUM of 3,000 crores. And, hello? By
yes,
24, we are, 24, we are targeting an AUM of 3,000 crores. And by 25, March 24, AUM will be 3,000 crores and by 26, we will hit 5,000 crores.
And so the major contribution would be from two-wheeler vehicles?
Two-wheeler will continue to be about 60-65%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is with regards to the yields. What were the yield for quarter four?
So, hi. So first question, as I said, you know, the blended yield comes at 17.52%. When I say blended yield, it's basically a yield which is a combination of my co-lending and the combination of my Muthoot Capital in-house business.
Okay. So, you know, again, compared to last year where we used to be around 19.5%.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? How are we looking to go back to those levels and how would that happen?
Yeah. So thank you so much for asking this question. I would just like to answer this question in a very structured manner. Yes, last financial year, first of all, when we compare it something with the last financial year, yes, last financial year, we just entered into a business called co-lending wherein, you know, we spent approximately 3 to 4 months in co-lending, whereas in this financial year, for the financial year for which we are presenting the results, the co-lending had a chunk for the entire year. Therefore, the impact which co-lending yield, co-lending has brought down our yield by 2-2.5% because we have been operating with co-lending from last year or so. But one good thing with that is, you know, wherein I would add is that despite creating 600 CR of co-lending business, we had zero NP as of now, which is quite good because that also helps us in saving our, you know, cost of OPEX and our ECL also have been saved because of that. Third thing is where we will be in terms of, you know, as I said at the start of the call itself, The focus is, yes, on the yield. There are two focuses. Yes, NPA will always remain the focus of the company. But still, there are two main focuses. One, yes, we have already started working on the yield. If we see last financial year Q1, we have MCSL have done somewhere around 40 CR a month, which has now been increased to 85 CR a month from our own business, right? So we try to contain that, yes, we try to contain the business, you know, which we are receiving from the outside. But at the same time, we just want NPSL business to grow higher and higher so that a proper yield can be matched up, which we can see at the in next 4 to 6 weeks from now that, yes, in Q1, what was the yield of the company in last financial year and Q1, what's the yield now? Because of the fact that, you know, we have been able to almost multiply our MCSL business by 2 times every month in this quarter as well. And this is happening from last 3 to 4 months from now, which is a good positive sign for the company.
Okay, so how would that, you know, impact the yields going ahead? Can we see from Q1 a trajectory towards, you know, older yields, or what would be a target yields for now then?
So I'll tell you, I'll just answer this. That now when I say our blended yield is 17.56%, that will obviously grow comparing with quarter standalone, right? Because we know that hypothetically, say if I do 430 CR in this quarter, right? Of that 430 CR, I know that, you know, 300 plus CR will come only from the MCSL, which was not the case in the Q1 of the last quarter, wherein out of 200 CR, we know that, you know, 100 CR came from MCSL, remaining from the co-lending. So that is basically impacted the yield, wherein we know that, you know, total revenue of the company from MCSL yield, we will be having some 22% odd, whereas from co-lending, we'll be having some 15% odd of yield. So that is something, you know, which will not be the case for the company from now onwards, because we know that, you know, that majority of the business is coming only from the MCSL route itself, which is on a higher yield. Sir, I hope I'm able to answer somewhat of your question.
So can you just tell me the
incremental? Can I add to that? I will just add to what Raman said. See, on our own portfolio, about 4% is from tier 1 cities, about 28% comes from tier 2 cities, and 68% of our business is in tier 3 and tier 4 cities, where we get a much better pricing. So we do upwards of 23% there. Okay, and that is what is impacting, that is what is a positive on our yield. Now when the own share contribution will increase, last year the contribution of MCSL to your co-lending was 50-50, and that's what brought down, because co-lending happens at a typically lower yield. So that is what pulled down our yield. But this year, the ratio of co-lending to MCSL own book would be 75-25 at best. So that will automatically impact the yield. Plus, our continued focus on cities, tier 3 and tier 4 cities, will help us increase the yield.
Okay, so co-lending, we are still lending at 16% yield?
Yeah, co-lending, we have different yields with different partners.
Yeah. But on the blended,
based on the volumes that they have committed, we have different rates with different partners.
Okay, and what would be the yields for our own book then?
It would be 22% for the own book.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and so in that case, so the whatever incremental disbursements that we make for this year, at what yields would we be making that blended yields, if you could please share?
So, if you ask me, as you know, our CEO has said 75% would be the MCSL side that we will be doing. So, blended yield would be somewhere that will come close to 20% odd, including my processing fee and everything. 20% is something which I am expecting as a blended yield for the whole year.
Okay. Okay.
And this will be from the Q1 itself. Yeah.
Got it. And what is our disbursement target for FY25 as well as FY26?
So I'll tell you, for FY 2025 is concerned, we are projecting from. There are three parts to it, which we have. Sorry, I'll say that, you know, first 10 is two-wheeler. We will be targeting somewhere around, you know, 1,100 crore of fresh disbursement. For my used car, I will be having some 150 crore of my new disbursement. We also started used LCV, wherein, you know, I'm expecting a target of 160 crore, wherein we have planned, we have, you know, framed our B plan accordingly. From our alternate channel, that is, you know, the funding, that is the business which we are taking from MFL, wherein, you know, we do synergy with Muthoot Fincorp. Therein, we are expecting a business of somewhere around 168 crore. Corporate loan book will remain more or less the same. There will be only 5% jump from the existing one. And co-lending, we are expecting somewhere around, you know, 400 crore-500 crore during this financial year.
Okay. Okay, got it. Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kishit Verma from Rest Assured Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for giving me a chance. I had queries regarding our co-lending business model. Number one, as mentioned, that our NPAs as of now is zero in the co-lending model. So doesn't it make more sense for the management to actually increase the co-lending part? Because their underwriting seems to be better than our own underwriting, where the NPAs are much higher. What would be your feedback on the same?
No, no. So, that's a balanced view that we will take. So we don't want to be an organization which is only dependent on co-lending. So we want to continue our business because yields are fairly larger. So we will continue to build our own book. Secondly, co-lending is always a function of striking the right partnerships. And there are always rate challenges because there are larger players who can come and undercut the rate, and then they start diverting business there. So there is a certain amount of uncertainty also, which we don't want. So our business model would continue to be focused on our own business, and we will accept co-lending partners on their merit. So we are never saying no to them. We will continue to focus on that as a business, because as you rightly mentioned, there is a positive side on what you call the NPA and stuff like that, but we will continue to build our own book.
So just a follow-up question. There were articles in the paper mentioning that there was some issue with the Indirect Tax Department regarding the co-lending model. So is there any update on that from the GST department?
Not yet. We have not received any update on that, but for us, as of now, it's not. So whenever we will having this, any update on this, we'll update the investors accordingly.
Okay, sir, that would be from-
Muthoot Capital as of now. Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, who wish to ask a question, may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhargav, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
My question is with respect to you. Actually, I have been an investor for the last three years. So the last two quarters after you have come in, so if I'm not wrong, in Q2 con call, you have guided for 600 crore of disbursement, and it ended at 468-469, like that. I mean, after in Q3 call, you said that this time we'll definitely do the disbursement of 600 crore. But if you look at it, it is not even 400 crore. So what is the guidance for it? Because continuously, even in the last year, they have guided for 2,700 crore for the full year closing, but it didn't end up. It ended up in the same range. So how would you say that you are going to achieve the 3,000? Because for the last quarters or last year, every time you are giving targets and you are unable to achieve it.
Okay.
I want to thank you for your time.
Let me clarify on that. Yes, we did give a guidance on 600 crores for Q4, but that is the time when, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, that in December we changed our LOS to from the old to new. That's a much more robust LOS which can help us give a decision in 5 minutes, a disbursement in half an hour to 45 minutes, as against earlier which we were taking 24 hours to give a decision. And when you implement a new system, that's a major change in the life of a organization. And we had we took 1.5 months to 2 months for the system to stabilize. And that is where we missed out on the business, but that was a conscious call because that was at some stage we had to do it. And that was, of course, an investment for the future. And on the Q3 guidance, again, that was on the seasonality factor of November. That time we had not implemented. We purposely postponed. Our software was ready, but by taking feedback from the field, we decided to postpone the implementation because we did not want the disruption in business because of that Q3 thing. That was the reason why we missed out on our guidance that we had given. But definitely, we are committed towards the numbers that we are seeing. And this year, you will definitely see, this quarter, you will see the numbers coming in, because today, it's a well-oiled machine now. We are doing, as I again mentioned in our opening remark, as we speak, we are already at 25% of what we disbursed through MCSL own business in the whole of last year. So our commitment is to complete the entire figure that we did whole of last year by September, and that we will achieve.
And what is the guidance for this quarter? Because already this is March, this is May, and in which hardly only 1 month left for the quarter. What is the disbursement that you are going to achieve for this quarter?
Because most of the 400 crores we will do. That will be 100% growth over Q1 of last year.
No, don't compare it with Q1, because anyway, out of the 400, 300 will come back to us in the decrease in the portfolio because it's a two-wheeler. So only 100 crore AUM will increase from 2020-30 to 2100-2030, so by end of the quarter.
Yes, yes, that's right.
And how do you see the other divisions contribute? Because you have hired, everything is done right in other parts, because yeah, the CV business is going outside, everything is going on. And what is the part on the 10% gross NPA? And how are you going to decrease it? Because I don't see a significant collection in the last 2 quarters as well.
So collection has definitely improved in the last 2 quarters, and last year we actually brought down the NPA, not just the percentage, actually brought down the quantum of NPA by about 65 crores from other than the ARC. This I am talking about without including the ARC. And what was the second question?
It is on the NPA, and the second one is the contribution of the other parameters apart from two-wheeler.
On the other parameters. So what will really impact our growth in AUM is the kicking of the used LCV business, because they are fairly larger tickets. The average ticket size there is 5 lakhs, and the average tenor is about 48 to 60 months. The runoff would be much smaller than, lower than the two-wheeler business. And whatever we disburse there should largely contribute to the AUM as well.
So that as it is part from this quarter itself, like Q1?
In Q1 would be not that much, because it is picking up. Of course, it will be maybe in Q1, we should do whatever we did in the whole of last year for car. But that is about it. But it will not be significant. But both car and LCV will start contributing really big in H2. From say August, September, both these businesses will be kicking.
And last time you said that you are going to do a ARC transaction for the rest of the, there is some more part of it, and you said you will think about it in the Q1. So any update on the ARC?
Contemplating, we have not taken a firm decision and we are still contemplating. But yeah, I missed one question. You were saying on the guidance on the NPA. This year, by the end of this year, we will bring it down to 6% GNPA.
So you are guiding for the whole year 3,000 crore AUM and 6% gross NPA.
Yes, yes.
even if you do the ARC transaction, if we exclude that also, it should be in that range, right? 3,000 AUM and 6% growth.
Yes.
Okay, that's it from my side. Hope you will do what you are guiding.
Sure, we will definitely try to meet all those expectations.
Because we have been invested for the last years, we have not seen any return. Rather, we really lost capital.
We really thank you for your, patronage. We really appreciate that. And we will...
So hope you will reward us with the return by contribution.
Yes, surely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Kshitij Varma from Rest Assured Wealth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Once more, I just had a follow-up question. We had seen in the last couple of financial year RBI taking a certain crackdown on unsecured loans and risking and increasing the risk weights. Seeing the two-wheeler industry, the NPA ratios are almost at the same levels before RBI took a crackdown on the unsecured lending, business. Are we also as a management feeling that RBI may someday increase the risk weights for our two-wheeler portfolio? What is your feedback on the same?
I think that is not a question for us to answer. But two-wheeler is a secured portfolio. We are able to... repossess the asset wherever there is a default, and we are able to recover substantial amount of money through that process. So I don't think, it's not for me to answer that.
Sir, just one more question. If there is an interest rate cut in the future, say in the coming 1 or 2 years, how does that help us in our NIM expansion, or do we have to pass back all the gains to the borrowers in our segment of two-wheeler?
Interest rate cut, you meant from RBI repo rate cut?
Yes, sir, from RBI side. So our borrowing also should go down ideally, I believe.
Repo rate cut will definitely help us as a company, because last year there's been an increase in MCLR, and therefore we also saw a correspond, but we were able to maintain our borrowing rates fairly at the same level by, negotiating well with the bankers. Also, our financials have improved in March 24 over March 23. So that also will help us go for a better rates, bargain a better rates from our financials. So all that has been a positive. And if there is a rate cut, then of course it is going to benefit us. As I mentioned earlier, since we operate in Tier 3, Tier 4, our rates remain fairly constant on the lending side.
And sir, other than two-wheeler business, are we looking at co-lending in the other segments, in your used commercial vehicle and other segments?
Wherever there is an opportunity to do co-lending, we will definitely do that.
Okay, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the follow-up. My question is with regards to the AUM contribution. We have given a target of 3,000 crores of AUM in FY25 and 5,000 in FY26. What would be the contribution of used car and LCV for the same?
Okay. Sir, I'll take.
Yeah.
So, hi, it's okay. So, what we are expecting for this financial year, which we are as of now, we are expecting from used car, we are expecting a number of somewhere around 150 to 160 odd CR. Whereas from LCV as well, we are expecting the same number. Since used car, we already have a team, that is there in the place from last, 4 to 5 months. LCV team has just been, in Muthoot Capital from last 2 months itself, and we are expecting these numbers. Though the average ticket size is extremely high in these businesses, right? So we are expecting in the next financial year, we are expecting some 350 crore from the used car and some 400 odd CR from the LCV. That is what we have taken as our number. So business side, obviously higher number has come, but we have taken only 70-75% of it while giving the expectation to the shareholders or investors.
Okay, and this is AUI number, right?
This is our sourcing number.
Okay. Disbursement during the year.
Okay.
Yeah. And that too, if we talk about AUM of that also, you know, since these products are for 4 to 6 years, 4 or 5 years, right? So there will not be much reduction as compared to the two-wheelers which we see, wherein, you know, one investor also said that, you know, even if you do 400 CR, we'll be seeing some 300 CR of, you know, repayments, which is right. But, you know, in terms of LCV and used car, that is the sole objective too, that, you know, we want to have a product there wherein, you know, wherein repayments are not as fast as two-wheelers are concerned. Because, you know, when we do 1,400 CR a year, and that too, you know, when growing a book by only 8-9%, wherein if we do the same number in used car and LCV as well, it will, you know, take a good jump to the entire AUM of the company.
Okay. Okay. And what is our targeted OPEX growth for FY25 and FY26? And what would be our credit cost guidance for FY25 and 26?
Okay. So first of all, I'll take the cost of credit. Since for two-wheeler is concerned, as the CEO said, that the maximum GNP which they're expecting is 6% inclusive of everything. Wherein, you know, we are expecting the same ECL to follow, wherein we are providing some stage three assets, some 42.22%. And yes, for used car and LCV, since these are new products, wherein we are not expecting much of, you know, that kind of, you know, bad repayments into that. And since we have industry experts too, we are expecting some, you know, to bring in overall ECL of somewhere around 0.6 to 0.75% on these two products. That is one. Second, you know, talking about the OPEX of the company, one thing is for sure that, you know, whatever cost that we have to absorb, you know, we have already taken in the last financial year, the hiring has been done, everything has been done. Only the field staff hiring, that too for LCV, is remaining. Other than that, you know, the OPEX will remain same more or less as we have reported in the last financial year as well.
Okay, so how would OPEX grow for next two financial years? Could you indicate, would it be fair to say around 10, 12, 15% something range if you could give?
No, that would be on the higher side because as I said, you know, the team and everything has been set for a book of approximately 5,000 odd CR. Wherein we have set up our entire team. Only growth we can see that, you know, wherein we can see some on those there in LCV, and then there are chunks which will be coming in our used car business as well. So these are the two businesses to grow. I can fairly say that some 6 to 8% of the growth which I am expecting in this financial year. That's it. For next financial year, we can project the same number.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shyam Agarwal from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Shyam.
So actually, I have a follow-up question. So how we are approaching for, actually, it is the remark of the two-wheeler segment, sorry, in EV segment. So how we are approaching for electric two-vehicle business, and what are the numbers, if you can share about for this year?
Matthew, sir, you want to take this?
See, two-wheeler, as CFO mentioned, for EV, as CFO mentioned during his opening thing, we have got into a tie-up with Greaves EV Fin, and there we do exclusive two-wheelers. Sorry, EV electric two-wheelers with us. They contribute about close to 20 crores a month with us. Other than that, so as of now, our EV percentage is only 1% of my book. Or last year's disbursement, 1% was my contribution. That will go up to about 5%, 4 to 5%, because we are also starting electric three-wheeler financing through one of our partners, our co-lending partners. So all these put together, this should jump up to about 4 to 5% of the book.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Bhargav, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, any update on the personal loan? Because 6 months back you said apart from the user car and commercial vehicles, you would also venture into the personal loan. So I understand you, like someone asked you said we are going to give to the existing person some loan. So without that, are you going fully on a personal loan basis?
We have a partner with whom we will be starting, but that will not be a very significant contribution. Well, as somebody else was asking earlier, RBI has also brought in some norms on higher risk weightage, etc., etc. But yes, you are right. We had given a guidance and that we will start. Most probably in Q1, we will start that disbursement. But our larger focus will be on our existing base who have a proven track record with us.
So how much would that be, even on an annualized basis, would that be more than 500 crore or less than that?
No, maybe for the whole year, we would look at, say, about 100 crores of disbursement overall.
Okay. And a small request from our side, because Muthoot Microfinance is also there, right, which is also recently discussed. So over there, as it is, this is also part of Muthoot. Over there, they give, in a presentation itself, they are giving how much is the guide, how much is their guidance, and in the next they are giving how much we have achieved. Guidance versus achievement, they are giving in this presentation itself only. So we would request in your presentations also to give that. Because and they are clearly guiding how much we have guided in the call and how much we have delivered. On the next slide, they are giving how much is the next year guidance. And quarter on quarter, they are giving like this. So we would request you to also go with that.
Thank you so much for your feedback, sir. We will feedback taken and we will start giving it that way.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. It was really nice engaging with you once again. And thank you so much for the questions that you put to us on various aspects. And let me assure you on behalf of the management that we stand committed to the to continuing to, you know, add value to all our shareholders. We will continue to work hard towards achieving the numbers that we have committed to you. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of I'll just start for it.
Thank you so much, investors. You know, last financial year wherein we have signed, we have seen some, you know, up and down as well. But, you know, one thing which was very sure from all of us that, you know, that we had worked as a team and, you know, we have been able to sail our ship throughout the financial year. Yes, we have been able to fight with all odds, you know, in terms of NPA side, sales side, the business side. 100%, I'm assuring you that, you know, we will be providing you the result right from the Q1 itself, wherein, you know, I'm not afraid and I'm making this statement because of this exact, because now I also feel that there is a need, you know, for the investors to have, you know, good ROE and ROE, and as Mr. Bhargav has said in the statement as well. Yes, you know, people are trusting us, you know, they are making investments on us from last 2 years or so. It's high time to, you know, to provide the returns. The team have been set now. And I'm extremely, you know, sure that we will be able to deliver the results right from this quarter as well. Last financial, it was extremely good for us also because we have not, though we have not grown much, the growth was only 8-9%, still we have been able to sail our ship throughout the financial year. And thank you so much, investors, for trusting us, for investing in us and having a faith on us throughout the last financial year. We expect the same faith in this financial year as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Elara Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.